Didn't I tell you all that was going to be a special night? Oh, memories were so made at the Alamo Dome, at my Alamo Dome last night at the San Antonio Super Regional. Let's put a giant cherry, even though cherries suck. Let's put a giant cherry on the Bands of America San Antonio Super Regional Championships. Good morning again, Daniel Valdez again. It is a pleasure and honor to talk to you. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Yes, I'm tired. Yes, my voice is gone, but it doesn't matter because this contest required lots of screaming and cheering and hand claps and just all of the energy needed as an audience member. I can't even imagine what it was like on the field as a performer. But to sit and watch all these fantastic programs one after another, and it seems like we say this every year, but I never get tired of it. These programs are just so good, and they're hitting on all cylinders at the end of the season. Some of these programs are going on to Grand Nationals to do their thing up there for Team Texas in Indianapolis. A lot of programs at finals. Hey, guess what? The season ended last night, and what a way to end it. So let's go over some results. Let's talk about a couple of programs, and then I'll get out of your way because I got to eat breakfast. I'm hungry. So congratulations to everybody at the contest, everybody who competed. Fantastic event all around the board. Congratulations. Congratulations with a new record score, 97.6. It is the highest Bands of America regional score in history. Who else? The Vandegrift Viper Band and Vision Dance Company. Congratulations to my friends out in Austin. What an incredible, one of the best marching band seasons ever. And I mean across the board, across all 50 states. What more could they have done? They did everything this season, not just competitively, but on the field as well. What an incredible show. We'll talk more about that in a second. Let's go down the list of our 14 finalists. Claudia Taylor Johnson with an 87.75. Wakeland got into the mix here, 88.65. 89.15 was Westlake. Round Rock, another program going to the state marching contest, or not the state marching contest, but to going to Grand Nationals along with Claudia Taylor Johnson. They had an 89.975. Leander with a 90.30. Cedar Park with a 90.65. Bridgeland with a 90.70. LD Bell, 91.175. Rouse came in 93.975. Ronald Reagan, 94.45. Vista Ridge, 95.4. Marcus with a 96.275. The Woodlands with a 96.7. And then Vandegrift with the record, 97.60. Here are the finals captions. Vandegrift won music. The Woodlands won visual. Vandegrift won general effect. Here are your prelims results. Class A, Crum High School with their fantastic piano player. They were the Class A champions. Pecos in second. Maynard New Tech in third. Class AA, Argyle sweeps it. They take first place in Class AA. Roma in second. Grapevine in third. Class 3A, Rouse sweeps it in Class 3A. Rouse first. Cedar Park second. Leander third. Another Leander ISD sweep. And Class 4A, Vandegrift takes first. Marcus takes second. The Woodlands take third. Vandegrift wins music. Visual goes to the Woodlands, and general effect goes to Marcus in prelims. Wow, what a contest. Everybody did fantastic here. My goodness. I mean, we started off the contest with Cedar Park. Not finals. No, we started off prelims at 11:15 on Friday morning. They were the first band on, and we had to replace the roof because they were that good. So, long day, long 2 days for them, but that's a tough program. They're fantastic. So, what do you want? I mean, my gosh, people are like, how do you get a high score like that? How do you get a high score like that? Well, one of the reasons you get a high score like that, number one, you got to be insanely good. So Vandegrift checks that box off. But the other thing is that you got to have the competition there. You got to have other programs that are absolutely bonkers when it comes to performance and design of the show, because both go hand in hand. So when you've got programs like Marcus and the Woodlands and Vandegrift, where it seems like everything they do is at the highest level, and it just doesn't seem like they can make any mistakes. Like it's hard watching marching band and not turning it into a tick tape. Now, what I mean by that is like, oh, that's a mistake. Oh, that's a mistake. Oh, that's a mistake. That's not what marching band is. That's what state military contest. That's what we got over there. That's why we have those specific sheets for it. We're looking at the entire program as a whole. So in order to achieve a high score like that, you got to have the competition below you to help out with it. So imagine, you know, Marcus comes out, they crush their show, and it sounds, everything's in tune, and they're doing things musically on the field that very few programs can do. So they come out and they do their thing, and it's incredible. Then the Woodlands comes out. Oh my goodness, the color guards are fantastic, and they play with this enviable energy. I heard that term the other day, enviable energy, where it just seems like they just don't get tired. They're running across the field. They're doing things visually that few programs can do, especially with how they move across the field and what their bodies are doing as they move across the field. It's hard to fly everywhere and then the ballad march halftime all the way down the field, and you're almost asking the judges to be like, hey, come find a mistake, try to find if you're going to find somebody who's out of step, and you can't. Visually, they're stunning. Then Vandegrift comes out, and they give you the entire package. One of the things that makes Vandegrift so unique is the way they're able to time the entire music ensemble. Look at their drill. They're 90 yards apart. They are so far apart, but because they fully understand listening and watching responsibilities, they're able to time out everything. So your focus is now on the entire 100 yards of the field. And by the way, they play amazingly. Oh, and by the way, a very underrated thing about them, they move constantly. They are always flying. And for some reason, they backwards march more than any program I've ever seen in my life. I don't know how they do it. I was like, it doesn't seem like they should be doing it that often, but they do. It's like they find extra space on the field somehow in order to accomplish those moves. It seems like they're always moving backwards. And even though they're flying around the field, and even though they got the straight leg going on and they're marching challenging drill at high rates of speed, their sound while they move never wavers. Never wavers. That's why they're so impressive. Oh, and by the way, the Vision Dance Company is about as elegant as a visual ensemble as you're ever going to see on the field. Those folks are absolutely stunning at what they do. So, I mean, we sat there watching the show and we were just completely floored by everything, every aspect, every section, every individual excellence the excellence from individual to individual is incomparable. You can't compare it to anybody else. Everybody looks exactly the same, and the sheets prove it. Down on the field, they're matching each other individually to individually. When you hit that type of excellence, you can get all the points in the world. It's basically a blank check at that point. Here, how many points do you want? You want 100? Give me 100. Their shows are experiences because of what they're able to do on the field and how well they're able to accomplish it. Like I said, timing responsibilities across the field, that is way more difficult than the average fan understands. The movement across the field and how easily they move at high rates of speed, that's something that gets overlooked. The reason why is because they make it look so easy. They make it look so incredibly easy. And any program, and this is rarefied air here, we're only talking about a handful of programs in the history of the activity. There are only a handful of programs that can take something so difficult and make it look so easy. That is the mark of greatness. That's the mark of greatness. Vandegrift has that. They've had it for a long time. But this year, they've outdone themselves doing a state championship and then showing up a couple of days later and knocking out a high score. I have a feeling some social media accounts are going to have some heavy debates about where Vandegrift 2023 fits in the pantheon of greatest marching shows ever. That is going to be a discussion that will need to be had. Never mind rankings and all that stuff this season. That'll get worked out. But 5 years from now, 10 years from now, we're still going to be talking about this. Everybody who was in that dome knows what happened. They took a product so difficult to put on the field, logistically, timing responsibilities, environmental challenges, all that stuff. They took all of that and made it look easy. When you can do that, you deserve to be called one of the greatest of all time. I got no problem saying that. That's the truth. They're that good. And to be able to do it against all this lineup right here. I mean, you look at the list and the performances. I mean, you were there in the Alamodome. Hopefully you were. Or you watched it online. You saw what we saw. It was a very good finals contest. A lot of maxed out performances. And that's what we want. We want everybody. I want all 14 programs to max out. That's exactly what we need. Because it makes the overall, it makes the entire show better. It really does. And guess what? These last performances boost programs up. It gives them a leg up to the next season. It's absolutely a thing, I promise. And that's very important. Momentum going into the next season, even though we're not going to start doing that stuff until later next year. It's so important. It's so important because there's a memory that's there. And we're always chasing the memories. We may never get it, but we can get close. And we can create something that was similar to how we felt that night. In this case, Saturday. So momentum's a big thing in this activity. It's something that's you don't want to underrate that. So let's go over. We already went over prelims results. So we got that there. I think I'm done here. What a fantastic contest! It was so enjoyable. Congratulations to everybody who competed. Congratulations to my finalists. There's just nothing like it. There's just nothing like it from top to bottom. Texas has a depth that's simply unmatched, and anybody who's in the arena, anybody who's in the stadium can attest to that. So I'm done here. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I got to go eat breakfast. I got to go eat and watch football for the rest of the day. Thank you all so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Congratulations to everybody. Thank you so much for your performances. Take care. Adios. Bye-bye.